Sing these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. You know, I love that man. Do you love him today? That's what my former pastor used to say. Say, do you love him today? I just love that man from Galilee. Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. My God, you know, some of you may be calling from overseas and maybe morning where you are. But I want to say good evening and more grace to everybody. This is our time of intercession. This is our time to talk to the Lord, to shift things, to be that bridge between heaven and earth, to be an intercessor, to be a go-between, to be a prayer warrior. You know, every time I come on here, I always assume that there's a possibility that there's somebody on here, and this is your first time being on here. And because I believe the possibility that it's your first time being on here, I try to be strategic to kind of lay the groundwork of our intercession and our prayer. First of all, I need you to understand that God can do nothing on earth until somebody prays. Did you hear that? I said God can do nothing on earth without human invitation or human intervention. Now, that's powerful there alone, because we've been taught all of our life that whatever the will of God is what's going to happen. That's not true. The Bible declared that it's not his will that any should perish. Isn't that true? That's right. But people are dying and going to hell. We also found by divine revelation that according to Romans chapter 1, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for that gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Well, that word gospel there is not just good news, but it's too good to be true news. And that gospel is so powerful that it is encompassing. Amen. That word salvation there. All right. That word is encompassing of healing. It is encompassing of deliverance, prosperity. Amen. Everything that you need is all in that package called the gospel. As a matter of fact, in James chapter 5, when they say the prayer of faith shall save the sick, that's the same word used in Romans chapter 1, because healing is a part of the gospel. It's the children's bread. It belongs to you. It's rightfully yours. All right? So I need you to understand that that's God's will for your life. And God has already done it in the spirit realm. Everything that you ever needed done was already done. God is not healing anymore. He already healed. Jesus is not saving anymore. He already saved. Jesus is not delivering anymore. He already delivered. Understand me by the Spirit. Do people still get healed? Yes. Do people still get saved? Yes. Do people still get set free? Yes. But Jesus isn't doing it. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. Matter of fact, Jesus got up from Calvary's cross, but while he was on that cross, when he got done, he said, it's finished. Then I'm done. This is a done deal. This is done. All right? But now, this ministry that we're operating in now is really the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Because if you look in the book of Genesis, when God got done, and of course, you know, I'm saying this by revelation, Deuteronomy 6 and 4, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. This may offend some of you all, but I don't believe in three gods. Amen. I believe one God, all right? Just one. Amen. And I believe that by the Spirit of Christ. And some of you are Trinitarian on here who believe one God eternally existed in three persons, and that's fine. That's fine. But for me, I believe that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. Amen. Just like you are, whatever your name is, Mary in the flesh. Okay, God is a spirit, but God needed a body, and the body of God is Jesus. That's why in John the 18th chapter, when there was dispute over who he was, he said, before Abraham was, I am. Why did he say that? Because he wanted them to understand who he was. They went up to him and said, show us the Father. They said, have we been with you so long and you don't know who I am? When you see me, you see the Father. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. So that's what I believe. But anyway, when God got done on the seventh day, he rested. He done. The Bible said he ceased from all his works. Jesus on the cross said he was finished. And when he said he was finished, he gave up that name as Son of God. He is no longer the Son of God. we're the sons of God now. 1 John 3. It said, now are we the sons of God. Well, if there's a now, there had to be a was. Now is in the present tense. But if there was a now, that means there had to be a was. Well, who was? Jesus Christ was the Son of God. But the Bible lets us know that except the corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. God had a son, but he wanted sons. So in order to get a family, he had to give. That's the law of seed, time, and harvest. He had to sow his son to the earth. And when he sowed Jesus, he reaped a harvest of sons. Well, if you look at the ministry of Jesus on that cross, he said he was finished. He's finished. But he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I will send you the comforter, paracletus, one that's sent alongside to assist. And that comforter, amen, if you notice, everybody said they were finished but the Holy Ghost. Why? Because we are now in the dispensation of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is operating in his eternal ministry. Now, you would think that out of all the ministries he would be doing, he would be prophesying, maybe doing miracles, maybe raising the dead. But guess what Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father doing? Forever making what? Intercession. He's interceding for you. Peter, Satan desires to have you, that he may sift you like wheat. But guess what, Peter? I'm praying for you. All right? Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father making intercession. And he is interceding for your salvation, for the salvation of the world. Even though he died, he is praying for the manifestation of that which he prayed for, of that which he died for. You didn't hear what I just said. Let me show that to you in the Bible real quick so that you can understand the power of prayer and the power of intercession. So you will really get a fire up under you, and where you can understand what I mean when I say the things that I say. I need you to go over to the book of Hebrews. Hey, my Shandiosi. Glory. I want you to get this now by revelation. Okay? Give me Hebrew. I got to find this scripture because it's just coming to me. And I did not plan on doing this, but I got to go there. Hey, my Shaka. Yikandala mondolo kudala bahazia. Indelebe ketolo mondala kidala hazia. Mulandele mandele kitala bandala husha. Okay, here we are. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. Now, this is very powerful. If you understand this by the Spirit of grace, it will absolutely change your life and bring you to another level that you've never, ever been before. Hebrews chapter 7. That's right. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Look at what Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25 says, glory to God. It says that he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Now, he's able to do it, but why is he able to do it? Because he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So an intercessor is somebody who stands in the gap, who prays, who petitions, who pleads on behalf of somebody else. And when you intercede, it's not for 5 minutes. You don't just give God a list of names of people that you want to see saved and deliver from Satan's hand. You know, God save anime. Lord, deliver my brother John and my sister Nisi. Deliver my friend Tom. You know, all that stuff. God's calling you to much more than that, to get on your face before him, to pray, to mourn, to weep, to travail, to not let go until that work has been done. Are you able to pray on behalf of somebody else, including nations? Okay. Plead effectively where you give your time, your energy, and your heart for others, where you lay aside your interest and lay aside your desire and lay aside what you want and take their place before God in prayer. Are you getting what I'm saying? You got to identify what their need. You got to feel their infirmity. Be willing to sit where they sit and pray fervently. I need you to get this. So that word intercede means to make petition for. So when I'm dealing with intercession, I'm telling you that Jesus right now, that's why he died. And that's why he went through everything we went through, because that's the only way he could effectively pray for us for every situation. For we have not an high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. Amen. Now, does that mean he did everything we did? No. He did not become a sinner. He became sin. Do you understand that? God did not become a homosexual. He became homosexuality, which is sin. He did not become a liar. All right? All right? He didn't do that. But he took on sin. And when he took on sin, he can relate to us. He can be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. Therefore, he can intercede and pray for us. And the Bible declares that Jesus is right now at the right hand of the Father in intercession. Why? Because he died for people to be saved, and people are not saved, and he will not stop praying until the manifestation of who he died for. Good God from on high. Now, if Jesus prayed for me, that's why you're saved. That's why the Holy Ghost arrested you in 1984, 1992, 1989, 1994, 1967, 52, amen, 63, 71, 78, hallelujah, 83, 89. That's why in 2000, 2015, 2005, God arrested you. Why? Because somebody prayed for you. And you say, well, I didn't come from a family of prayer warriors. I came from a family of drunks and whoremongers and liars and cheaters. That's fine. But guess what? Jesus prayed for you. And that prayer has arrested you. And that's why we are praying these 30 days. Because there are things that we're believing God to do in the life of our family. We are praying for God to save our family. That's what our first prayer point is today. Hebrews 7:25, he's able to save to the uttermost. We are praying for the salvation of our family. Lord, arrest our daughters. Arrest our son. Lord, save them. Deliver them. All right? Raise your right hand. That's what we're praying for. And I need you to intercede. You don't got a son that's bound. You don't got a daughter that the devil's messing with. You don't have a brother or a sister or a mother that Satan got his hand upon. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of the enemy messing with my family. The Lord knows my heart. Somebody kind of got on me for saying I'm sick of the devil, and they meant well. I get what they were saying. They meant well. But I don't like the devil, so I'll say that just to watch my words. I don't like the devil. Amen. I do not like him, and I do not like what he's doing to the body of Christ. I'm not appreciative of the things he's doing to God's children. So we're going to pray the prayer of faith today. Hallelujah. And we're praying for God to deliver our sons and daughters, for God to save our families. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. Today, as I lift my voice and pray, save my family. Save my family. Save my family. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you hear us when we pray. And according to your word, you said that you would bring our sons from afar, and you would nurse our daughters by our side. We stand on the covenant of your promise that says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Father, I lift up sons. I lift up daughters. I lift up that son who's bound by drugs. I lift up that daughter who's running from man to man. man. I lift up that sister. I lift up uncles and brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers. And I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to arrest them. Arrest their heart. Arrest their soul. Arrest their mind. I bind every mind-binding and mind-blinding spirit. I'm asking you what the saints used to say. Lord, give them a mind to want to be saved. Oh, God, trouble them right where they are. Don't let them rest until they surrender. But, Father, I send goodness to them. I send goodness to every young man that's not saved. I send goodness to every young lady who's not saved. I send goodness. Lord, why am I sending goodness? Because Romans 2 and 4, you declared, according to your word, that it is the goodness of God that leadeth men to repentance. Huh? Halabashata. So I send goodness to my son. I send goodness to my daughter. Yes. I send goodness to my mother, to my father. I send goodness to my grandmothers. I send goodness to my niece and nephew. I send goodness to my husband, to my wife. I send goodness. And I'm asking you to bring deliverance. Break the back of the enemy. Break every stronghold off of their mind. Break every generational curse that would hinder them from seeing the light. Take the veil off of their eyes and put a yes, Lord, down in their belly. Father, as I lift my voice and pray, I decree salvation. I decree household salvation. I decree family salvation. I decree salvation for my whole family. I lift up the Bennett family. I lift up the Karn family. I lift up the Sykes family. I lift up the Whaley family. I lift up the Bailey family. Father, I lift up the families, hallelujah, that are represented on this call, and I command deliverance. Ah, halaboshata. Deliver our sons, deliver our daughters, deliver my mother, deliver my father. Satan, take your hands off of my family. Y'all better lift your voice and pray. I say, lift your voice and intercede. Come on. This is how you know whether you got something. Didn't God arrest you? Pray for God to arrest your brother. Pray for God to arrest your sister. Pray for God to arrest your family. Call them by their name. Taya, Yaba. Woo! I feel that travail coming on me. Ya la la ba ya 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 ya. Come on, pray. Pray. Pray for your family. Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. Holy Ghost, arrest them. Holy Ghost, arrest them right where they are. Arrest their hearts. Arrest them, Lord. Mandele balamo suku nini mianda. Nani Oshada, my God, break the back of Inanabasha. Satan, break your hold. Loose your hold off of my son. Loose your hold off of my daughter. Loose your hold off of my husband. Loose your hold off of my wife. Loose your hold off of my sister, off of my brother. Loose them now. Loose them now. Loose them. Loose them. I break every power. I break every addiction. I break every stronghold. I take the blinders off of their eyes. I command the veils to be lifted. I declare that they will not live another year not redeemed. In the name of Jesus, I enforce their deliverance. I enforce their salvation. I enforce their, hey, habo, hoba, ikantana, ikantana monia, ikantini miante, lentana mano hosaya, zizanzuli mikita, hey, arrest them, hey. Arrest them. Hey, somebody just got deliverance. Arrest them. God bring deliverance. God bring deliverance. I lift them up today. Father, I lift up my Uncle Eddie. Arrest him. I lift up my Uncle Nat. Arrest him. I lift up my Auntie Rhea. Arrest her. I lift up my Uncle Mankey. Arrest him. I lift up my Uncle Winnie. Arrest him. Father, I lift up my family. Halomo Shike. Uncle Jeff. Arrest him. Arrest my family. Arrest my grandmother. Arrest my Uncle Timmy. Arrest him. Break that bondage off of him. Take that desire for alcohol out of their mouth. Bring deliverance. Let it be a godly family reunion. My God, do it. My God, do it. My God, do it. Put a yes in their belly. Restore unto them the joy of their salvation. Arrest Malabashata. Arrest my nephew. Arrest my niece. Arrest them. Hey, Hantala Mosike, Idiola Mondola Hoshaya, Yendilia Valakataya, bring deliverance, Bring deliverance. Bring deliverance. Call out your son. Call out your daughter. Call out your mother. Call out your family. God, save to the uttermost. Save to the uttermost. Save to the uttermost. Save to the uttermost. Save, 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 save. I break every yoke. I break every stronghold from their past. I break every demonic soul tie. I break every unholy alliance. I break every ungodly connection in their life that hinders their salvation. Break, 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 break. Lift your voice. Break, Makuma. Break, Mekeledia. Break, Lantalamosia. Yay, yay. Yay, yay, Yabashata, yay, Yekalobo Sotoleleme, break, Mikatalama, break, Mikandilimiaso, Unanamasha, Landilimiasoko, Lukulimi Kikandilimaya, in the name of Jesus. Woo, Shabababaya, Yandalabakosaya, Yendelebe Kitalamandalabohusha, Yembelebe Kikandalabasa. My God, deliverance. That's what our prayer has got to be. Now let's pray. Let's pray right now. Let's pray for those all over the world who are bound by sickness, who are bound by infirmity. Let's pray right now. Let's pray for those who are sick in body, for those who are going through all kind of infirmities in the hospital. Let's pray against COVID-19. Let's pray against this new strand that they just found in South Africa. Come on, we are praying, amen, that these disease, these pestilence, these sickness, or whatever this virus is, that it comes to an end. I command this virus to come to an end. I command this pandemic to come to an end. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. By divine authority, I curse every sickness. I rebuke every infirmity tormenting men and women everywhere and declare healing. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that 2,000 years ago on Calvary's cross, you healed from every sickness. You healed from every disease. You healed from every infirmity. Hala, lebebebe kosha. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for divine healing. I thank you for supernatural healing upon my family, upon my church, upon America, on all the countries of the world, the nations of the earth, the continents, on every planet. Father, I thank you for divine healing. I enforce the power of the strike, and I ask you to let the healing virtue of Christ respond to every sickness, to every disease, to every infirmity. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree that every cause that is responsible for the condition that we are in, I command it to be revoked. I command it to be revoked. I command it to be revoked. In the name of Jesus, I command every individual who is bound by sin, I release them from the consequence of their sin. And in the name of Jesus, may the iniquity of their fathers not fall upon them. For you said in Ezekiel, no longer will the fathers eat sour grapes and the children's teeth be set on edge, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Father, I thank you that I will not suffer in my body because of the sin of my father, of the sin of my grandfather. But I thank you for divine healing. God, I lift up those who are in hospitals. I lift up those who are in nursing homes. I lift up those who are sick and shut in and are unable to move. I decree healing. I rebuke paralysis. I rebuke HIV. Shut up. I rebuke HIV. I rebuke syphilis. I rebuke every cancer. I rebuke lupus. I rebuke high blood pressure. I rebuke sugar diabetes. I rebuke gangrene. I rebuke poor circulation. I command tumors to dissolve. I command fibroid tumors to go right now in the name of Jesus. Every issue of blood, dry up, dry up, dry up. Ha, 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 shukuma. Hey, men kalemala, lundilimi ataya. Father, I speak to paralysis of the shoulders and the legs, of the knees, and I decree restoration to every limb in the body. I rebuke stroke and the effect of stroke in the name of Jesus. I lift up those right now Lord, hospitals that are bound by sickness and infirmity. My God, from Washington, West Coast, all the way to Maine, all the way down California, all down in Florida, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, I pray for those who are sick in body. May the healing power of God surge through that body. And on the account of the blood, I command you to be acquitted in Jesus' name. Take your hands off of God's people. Let them go. I command them to be healed. I said, be healed. I said, be healed in the name of Jesus, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Be healed now. I curse migraines. I curse, hallelujah, spine condition, congestion. I curse head colds. I curse fevers. I command fevers to break. I said, fevers break. I speak to the COVID-19 virus. We lift our voices as people of God, and we declare this virus to come to an end. Come to an end. Come to an end. Hey, hey, hey. Yabashata. Open your mouth and pray. Pray against this virus. Pray against this pestilence. Pray against this disease. On account of his promise, he said, if my people called by my name would humble themselves and pray. Pray against it. Don't be sitting at the top of them as God. The devil is a liar. The thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and destroy. Be healed. I command this curse, this virus, to be rebuked. I command this pandemic come to an end now. Now, now, ha, la tala, yay, maradoboho, lumankili bi ankaladaya, li valaduhu sunia, linkele be kristi be undala, rampala tam tala manunute, le kentele me asia, in the name of Jesus. Woo, shallow, malimo, moshe le me, le mandele kila la bahaza. We are praying for a release of everything that belongs to us. I said, we are praying for a release of everything that belongs to us. Every promise, we are commanding a release. Raise your right hand. And wherever you are, you can clap your hands, you can stomp your feet, but you are commanding a release. I said, clap your hands and stomp your feet and command a release. A release of your promotion, a release of your favor, a release of your increase, a release of your privacy, a release of your husband, your wife, your son from prison. Command the release. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command a release of everything that belongs to me. Now, 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 lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I command the release. I command the release of increase. I command the release of finance. Everything that KCC needs, everything that I need, everything that my husband needs, my wife needs, my family needs, everything that my daughter and son needs, I command the release. I command the release of increase. I command the oppression to be broken, and I command them to be released from every bondage. I loose myself from every bondage. I loose myself from every stronghold, every infirmity, every sickness, every habit, every addiction, every dark cloud. I loose myself from it. I loose my family from every household wickedness, all household wickedness within and without. Every stronghold, every hardship, every problem, every demonic power of harassment, I loose you from it. I loose my family from it now. And I release breakthrough. I release turnaround. I release turnaround. I release supernatural turnaround. I release a divine turnaround. I release every prophecy, every word that has been spoken over my life that came from heaven. I declare a release. I break every hindrance. I cancel every demonic embargo, every satanic sanction, every wall that stands in the way of my release. I cut off all second heaven activity, and I command the release. Ha, 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 shata, ha, everything that is held up in the treasure chest that belongs to me, I command the release. Open your mouth, tap your hand, stomp your feet, command the release, command the release. Command the release of your business. Command the release of sponsor. Command the release of investors. Command the release of favor. Command the release of uncommon favor, supernatural favor. Mako, Lukale, Litalamaya, Rebele Mandili Azia. I command a release of men. Send men to KCC. Send them. I command them to be released. I release them from prison. I release them right now from halfway houses. I release these men, hallelujah, from college. And I command them to come. Father, you bring them. We'll clean them. Hey, you bring them. We'll clean them. Hey, you bring them. We'll clean them. We'll transform their life by the power of a miracle. I command the release of men in Jacksonville. I command the release of men in Charlotte. I command the release of men in Houston. I command a supernatural release. Hey, 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 send them in. I release lawyers. I release doctors. I release football players and basketball players. I release baseball players. I release doctors and lawyers and everything I can think of. I release it. Hey, Halabosha, Yeleman Kalamasa. I release healing. I release breakthrough. I release a turnaround. I release it now. Hey, hey, may there be money released today. May there be money released today. May there be increase released today. I release lawsuits. I release settlements. I release it now. Hey, Shanta, ho, Mikalema, Yam Palamosu, Lukuni mi Andele, La Tula Mandelemea, La Vidio Sula, Lemendele ki Palamahaya, Handala Hosa Komo, Brankele me Christi mi Undalahaja, Jevele Hoba, Ya, Yamano Hosia, Yenke Telemandia, Magule di Ele Kenkele me Keso, Lugandi Gigundiri bi Gigasta, Lekuna, Limandili Aza, Limandili Andalohosha, as a command to release. Huh, Shatalamo, Mukanini mi, Nilelelebe, Leba, Yamanoho, Mukunini mi kiande, hey, Halabasha, hey, Helebo Komo, Mukunini mi kikasa, Yendelene, Lemendele Kita, Handalamohosa, hey, Koba Shata, I command the release, I command the breakthrough. I command the change. I release it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Move now. I feel this. Hata shaka moko shaka. E kamasha ki akaka kasha. Ujabasa se. Sevo shabasi. Sileve konto lomoye. Milalele mandili oba. Iliando lomo hosaya. Yeba shata. You will never be ashamed. I said, 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 you will never be ashamed. And listen, whenever I declare that, you say, amen. That's what they say in Africa. When the man of God speaks up over their life, they say, amen. I said, you will never be ashamed. You will never be ashamed. Ila la baba yanda la bahasa. Iko tolomandia. Minune mi kikasa la maya. And it shall be even as God has said. There are 500 of you right now who are going to that cash app. $PBCJARA. I said $PBCJARA. You're going right now. And you're sowing a seed of $31. Hallelujah. $31. Psalm 31. Let me never be put to shame. I don't want you to hesitate. I don't want you to think about it. I'm telling what God told me. Like I told you, I don't do this every call. I don't do it every day. I only do it when the Spirit of God leads me. God told me, hallelujah, that to challenge at least 500 of you, and please don't miss this, hallelujah, you will never be ashamed. I want you to sow your seed in faith now. Sow it now. Move now, all right? Sow that seed of $31. Go to your cash app, $PBCJR, and sow that seed of $31. Ha! Mukuna mahasa. I say you will never be put to shame. Hele meki kandala bakasai. People are laughing at you. They think they're going to get the last laugh, but you're going to get the last laugh. Did you hear me? I say you going to get the last laugh. You hear me? People are walking away from you. That's how people are. People change on you. People shift on you. Amen. But people are going to wish they stood by you. They're going to wish they trusted you. They're going to wish they believed you. They're going to wish They stayed on your side. You can go to the Cash App, $PBCJR. You can go to briancarn.com, go to the website and sow it. Amen. You can go to the church one, the church's thing. What's the church's one? Kingdom City Culture. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you right now to sow your seed in faith. All right? Sow that $31 seed. Hey! Halabasha. Hey! Mikandalabahatai. Sow that seed in faith. As they sow that seed in faith, sow it. Amen. You can go, hallelujah, you can mail it in at P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. But I declare over your life again, you will never be put to shame. Did you hear me? I said you will never be put to shame. Goodness gosh, I feel something. I said you will never be put to shame. Amen. Tell your mama, tell your daddy, amen. Tell the liar, tell the witch. You'll never be put to shame. Amen. God's name is on this. I said God's name is on this. I got a promise from on high. And it shall come to pass, even as God has said. I'm excited. I'm very pleased with you that came to prayer. Today in Charlotte, didn't see you in Jacksonville. I look forward to service on Sunday morning in Jacksonville. I got a word. 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 Ha! I said, I got a word. I got a word. I got a word. Monday, they say. Then I'll be in Charlotte, as you know it. Amen. We have church in Houston. I got a word in Houston on Saturday. We have church on Sunday morning in Jacksonville, and Sunday at 3 o'clock in Charlotte. And I'm expecting God to do some powerful things in each service. Are you listening to me? I said, you will never be put to shame. The favor of God. This is going to be a great year for you. This year that's coming, God's going to do some awesome things. That's why I'm challenging every one of you. Now listen, hear me good. I've challenged everybody on watch night to bring me a seed. Of $500 cash. That's right. I've challenged all of you for watch night to bring me a $500 seed cash to Charlotte, North Carolina. That's what the Lord said, to challenge you to do it. And then on that January 1st, we're going to pray for 2 hours on January the 1st. That's right. I said we're going to pray on January the 1st for 2 hours, and I'm expecting everybody to be there that can be there, especially all of KCC, so we can start the year in prayer together. Now, Jerusalem is our Mecca, and I want you to understand that. Some of you be saying, why don't nothing ever come here and nothing ever come there? Remember, God said to Jesus, he told the disciples, Jesus told the disciples, go to Jerusalem. He said it begins in Jerusalem, and then you go other places. You're supposed to come receive from Jerusalem and then take it to your various destination. That's why we believe in God to raise up men in KCC at the other locations in Jacksonville and in Houston who can carry this mantle so that it can be released out of Charlotte. You understand? And then they can take it. They can take it. They can take it. See, well, I ain't got to always take it. They can take it. While you so busy trying to operate in your own and be original, amen. See, some of y'all don't understand. There's a break there. Sometimes there's a glory in being an echo. You sitting up there trying to be a voice. You ain't got no voice. Amen. Amen. You ain't got no, you horse. You horse in the spirit. Amen. You ain't got no voice box. Your anointing is in being an echo. Amen. That's your anointing. Always remember, the revelation is only given to the apostles and the prophet. It is the apostle who gives the revelation to the pastor. The pastor comes and teaches what the apostle has established. All right? The teacher, all the teacher does is deeper explains what the pastor has released, and the evangelist goes out in the field and bring them in. Are y'all listening to me? So some of y'all got to learn and be, don't be upset. Some of y'all got to learn how to be an echo. Now, I'm saying that to you brothers who are on this call. Get the spirit of your leader. Get my spirit. Take on my spirit. Take it on. Amen. You're so busy. See, you don't come under. Amen. But I'll be able to tell when some of you are taking on my spirit because you'll have my mannerisms and my behavior. I'll know it. I'll see it. All right? I don't see it. You got to want this. My God, I wanted what was on my pastor. My God, I wanted it. I watched him. I studied him. Everything he did, I watched him. I watched what came out of his mouth. I watched what he wore. I watched how he walked. I watched how he talked. Amen. That's what happens. Always remember this. Admiration is the seed for proximity. I said admiration is the seed for proximity. A person will not let you in their proximity if you don't admire them. So when I don't see admiration, I'm going to keep you far from me. Well, I'm going to bring you my presence. And you sitting there to think you're my equal. You're crazy. Why would I bring you? You smell like outside. The devil is a liar. You onion head, you're going to have to come under this anointing. And I promise you, you'll see the favor of God release like never before. You will never be ashamed, saith the Lord. Are you hearing me? You get under this anointing. Stick close to it and watch the things that God release in your life, and the favor of God will be your portion. I need some Elishas. Amen. I said, I need some Elishas. And I'm declaring that God is releasing Elishas in KCC. And it don't have to be men. I said, it don't have to be men. Glory to God. Amen. I said, God's releasing Elisha. Some of these women. Amen. 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 You can be an Elisha. Just keep that woman spirit. Don't go back like no man. But I'm going to sit you under the bed somewhere too. Oh, bless the name of our God. Hallelujah. But amen. You can get this mantle, but you got to be hungry for it. Amen. Get your spirit right. Set your heart in the right place. Become a student. Some of y'all think you got revelation. God don't talk to you. Give it to the apostle and the prophet. He don't even open your understanding. That's why you off half the time. You come with your revelation. And where you get that from? Look like I'm straight from hell. God ain't give you that. Amen. Your revelation come from your man of God. That's the way it goes. And we say thank you. Hiya! Now listen. Let's pray this prayer. Brother Daniel, down in Jacksonville, pray for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And he's requested that we pray that they at least win a game. And my God, if prayer don't do it for them, ain't no hope for them. So we're going to pray for Jacksonville Jaguars to win a football game, at least this Sunday. Amen. Let's see how powerful our prayers are. Hey! Halaba sokolo monde le kidalaba shata. I said, let's pray and believe God. Amen. For Jacksonville Jaguars to win. Amen. I believe I prayed one time and the Patriots won. That's why they won. When that situation came at the last minute, man, I was at the Super Bowl and I was out there praying for them. They ain't even know why they won. They don't even know why it happened. There was somebody working behind the scenes. So in the name of Jesus, I lift up that team and I ask y'all to pray with me. Amen. I hope we're not playing against nobody's team who's on this call, because if we are, I'm praying against you right now, but I'm sorry. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, I lift up that team. But brother, I lift up Brother Daniel today. And Father, you place them as a witness and a light amongst that team. Now, Father, I decree divine favor to the Jacksonville Jaguars team. Lord, I command a win. I command victory. Father, I thank you for unusual plays and unusual greatness and an unusual favor to rest upon them on this Sunday. Hey, hallelujah. I lift them up today. Father, put an anointing on every receiver. Put glue on their hands. Let the ball stick to their hands. Hey, I command supernatural traction in the feet of every player. I command power to come upon every cornerback, every tight end, every safety. My God, when they run into them, may they feel like they're running into a wall. Father, I thank you for supernatural victory. Now, I command victory. Father, I command victory. Come on, y'all, command that with me. Command victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let them win. Jesus, may they win. May they win victoriously. And may it be a testimony of your power. He going to go there and prophesy and tell them we're winning today. May it be a testimony of your power. In the name of Jesus. It is so. Y'all, we are praying today for the salvation of our family, for healing, amen, and for release. You know, today is our last day. You have this weekend to get your rest, but I still expect you to be in prayer. to get up and do your declarations every day. And then I'll see you again on Monday. I look forward to seeing you for Watch Night Service. That's right. Hallelujah. Watch Night Service. That's where we're going to be. And then the 14th and the 15th of January, you need to go ahead and put this on your calendar. The 14th and 15th, we're going to be in Mobile, Alabama, and we'll be doing an all-night prayer there in Mobile, Alabama. So you need to prepare yourself and get ready. Take off now. Amen. You already know. I don't know if you know it, but our convocation next year is going to be the 11th through the 17th of July. So go ahead and get those days off. But we are believing God for breakthrough in every area of our life. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. My God, I love you so much. It's such an honor to be on here with you and pray with you. And I know sometimes I get a little jovial, but know me by the Spirit and know that I really desire to see a people who are hungry for God. Amen. The greatest anointing is an anointing is a person who can duplicate what's on their life. And I'm not fulfilling ministry as long as you're focused on me. I need what's in me to be deposited in you so that we can win the world. We don't just want to win Charlotte and Houston. We want to win the world. So we're believing God for a manifestation. This Sunday is going to be powerful. Tell everybody you know. Get to service. Jacksonville, tell everybody. Charlotte, whoever bring the most people, get them in there. Come on. Whoever bring the most people, I'm going to give you $100 this Sunday. Get them there. Glory to God. So call everybody. And let's believe God from the Houston. Get them there. Whoever bring the most people at every location gives $100. Jacksonville, Charlotte, or Houston. Amen. Let's get to the household of faith. I love you. Praying for you. More grace.